Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and today Masechet Zvachim Daf Mem Dal the fourth Perek Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa derives all the items which obligate karets when they are pigol and excludes those without another matir. The braisa includes even the log shemen of a matzor, which reflects Rimer's opinion in our Mishnah. However, the Gemara objects that the seif excludes minchas nasachim a libation mincha, which is the rabbanan's opinion who argue. Rav Meir says one is liable for pigol from the nesachim of an animal carbon, but they should dam a zevach matir lekarev, because the blood of the carbon permits them to be offered. The Chachamim object, the law adam may be a zevach of hayom, but a person may bring his karbonis today, unesachim akana adasar yamim, and bring the requisite nesachim up to 10 days later, proving that the carbon's blood cannot be their matir. Rav Meir replies, afani lo amarti al bavayni mazevach, I too only said that nesachim are liable when they're brought together with the carbon, in which case the blood is their matir. Thus our braisa contradicts itself. Rabbi Yirmiyahu removes the word nesachim from the seifa. Abaye answers that the log shem, which is liable, is where it comes together with the matzor's ashem, and the same applies to nesachim brought with the carbon. The nesachim in the seifa, which are exempt, is where they're brought separately from the carbon, and the same applies to a log shemen brought separately. Point number two, a braisa discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by Kohanim. Kol karbonam, all their offerings comes to include the log shemen of the Metzorah. Although a pasuk implies that only remainders min ha'esh from the fire are eaten by Kohanim, this drasha teaches that they also receive the log shemen. Kol minchasam, all the minachos includes even the minchas ha'omer and the minchas ha'kanos of a sota, teaching that although the pasuk says asher kupar b'hem, those who were atoned through them, and the minchas ha'omer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the minchas kanos comes to levayer avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by Kohanim. Kol chatasam and other chatos includes achatas ha'ov, which would otherwise be prohibited in consumption as a nevela, since it's killed through malika, not shchita. Ocho Hashamam, for all their shamas, includes an Asham of a Nazir who became Tame, that although it comes Chahakshir to qualify him to restart his Naziris, it is eaten by Kohanim like an Asham Metzorah. The Braisa adds that something stolen from a Ger who died without heirs is given to Kohanim and is their property, even to be Mekadosh, a woman. And point number three, in the Mishnah on the previous Daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is liable for eating pigol of parim ha-nisrafim, usairim ha-nisrafim, bulls which are burned and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon like a shlamim. In a Brice, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion. Pigol bedavar ha-nas b'chutz, if he had pigol intent with something done outside the heichol like a shlamim, it is pigol, but not if he had pigol intent with something done inside the heichol. He illustrates if he stood outside the heichal and shacht with the intent to sprinkle his blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi the next day, it is not pigol since he had intent outside about something done inside. Similarly, if he stood inside the heichal and sprinkled the blood with the intent to burn the Emorim or pour the Shiraim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon the next day, it is not pigol because there was intent inside about something done outside. However, if he shechted outside intending to pour the Shiraim or burn the Emorim the next day, it is pigol. Because there's intent outside about something done inside. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa derives all the items which obligate karets when they are pigol and excludes those without another matir. The braisa includes even the log shemen of a matzor, which reflects Rimer's opinion in our Mishnah. However, the Gemara objects that the seif excludes minchas nesachim, a libation mincha, which is the rabbanan's opinion who argue. Rav Meir says one is liable for pigol from the nesachim of an animal carbon, but they should dam a zevach matir lekarev, because the blood of the carbon permits them to be offered. The Chachamim object, the law adam may be a zevach of hayom, but a person may bring his karbonis today, unesachim akana adasar yamim, and bring their requisite nesachim up to 10 days later, proving that the carbon's blood cannot be their matir. Rav Meir replies, afani lo amarti al bavayni mazevach, I too only said that nesachim are liable when they're brought together with the carbon, in which case the blood is their matir. Thus our braisa contradicts itself. Rabbi Yirmiyahu removes the word nesachim from the seifa. Abaye answers that the log shem, which is liable, is where it comes together with the matzor's ashem, and the same applies to nesachim brought with the carbon. The nesachim in the seifa, which are exempt, is where they're brought separately from the carbon, and the same applies to a log shemen brought separately. Point number two, a braisa discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by Kohanim. Kol karbonam, all their offerings comes to include the log shemen of the Metzorah. Although a pasuk implies that only remainders min ha'esh from the fire are eaten by Kohanim, this drasha teaches that they also receive the log shemen. L'kol minchas sam, all the minachos includes even the minchas ha'omer and the minchas ha'kanos of a sota teaching that although the pasuk says asher kupar behem, those who were atoned through them, and the minchas ha'omer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the minchas kanos comes to levayer avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by kohanim. L'kol chatasam and all their chatos includes achatas ha'ov, which would otherwise be prohibited in consumption as a nevela, since it's killed through malika, not shechita. L'kol ha'shamam for all their shamas includes an asham of a nazir became tameh, that although it comes chagshir to qualify him to restart his naziris, it is eaten by kohanim like an asham atzora. The Braisa adds that something stolen from a ger who died without heirs is given to kohanim and is their property, even to be mekadosh a woman. And point number three, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is liable for eating pigol, a parim ha-nisrafim, usirim ha-nisrafim, bulls which are burned and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon like a shlamim. In a brice, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion. Pigol bedavar ha-nas b'chutz, if he had pigol intent with something done outside the heichol like a shlamim, it is pigol, but not if he had pigol intent with something done inside the heichol. He illustrates if he stood outside the heichal and shacht with the intent to sprinkle his blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi the next day, it is not pigol since he had intent outside about something done inside. Similarly, if he stood inside the heichal and sprinkled the blood with the intent to burn the emorim or pour the shirayim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon the next day, it is not pigol because there was intent inside about something done outside. However, if he shechted outside intending to pour the shirayim or burn the emorim the next day, it is pigol. Shemachshava b'chutz b'dav ha'nas b'chutz, because there's intent outside about something done inside. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard siman is mud. Mud, so here goes. The Kohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigol because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a minchas ha'omer and minchas sota, threw the muddy oil onto a Kohen in the courtyard with some parim ha'nisrafim, thinking a pigol thought about a vodah done in the courtyard. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug. Muddy jug? That must have been more on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigol because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchus regarding pigol of nesachim that come with the zevach and the nafkamina if the nesachim were brought together with the carbon or a number of days later. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigol because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a minchas ha'omer and minchas sota, which reminds us, a braisa discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by kohanim, a kol minchasam, all their menachos includes even the minchas ha'omer and the minchas ha'knos of a sota, teaching that although the pasuk says asher kupar behem, those who are atoned through them, and the minchas ha'omer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the minchas kanos comes levar avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by kohanim. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigol because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a minchas ha'omer and minchas sota, threw the muddy oil onto a Kohen in the courtyard with some parim ha'nisrafim, thinking a pigol thought about a voda done in the courtyard, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is chayev for eating pigol of parim ha'nisrafim, usirim ha'nisrafim, bulls which are burned and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the mizbeach hachitzon like a shlamim. In a brice, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion: pigol bedavar ha'nas b'chutz. If he had pigol intent with something done outside the heichol like a shlamim, it's pigol, but not if he had pigol intent with something done inside the heichol. So once again, the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become pigol because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a minchas ha'omer and minchas sota, threw the muddy oil onto a Kohen in the courtyard with some parim ha'nisrafim, thinking a pigol thought about a voda done in the courtyard. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf Mem. So the siman Daf Mem is pool. So here goes. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazar in their pool house, that must be on Daf Mem, Mayim, pool. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazar in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the phrase Ohel Moed teaches, Shim Niftecha Tikra Shehechol Lohavi Mazeh, that if the Hechol roof was broken through, the Kohen would not sprinkle the blood. So the Gohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains that the word S, implying something subordinate to his finger, teaches that the Kohen may not sprinkle the blood with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazah in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers. Near where the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach inflatables were floating together, since they have the same avoda, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel's Kal Vachomer, equating the avoda of Par Yom Kippurim to another par. Daf Mem Av, so the Simur Daf Mem Av is a grandma. So here goes. Grandma Kohen, grandma, that must be more Daf Mem Aleph. Grandma Cohen sitting in a rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Siri Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach on it, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how the Parlam Davar can teach that the Yoseris and Shtei Klaios apply to Siri Avodah Kochavim. So, Grandma Cohen sitting in a rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Siri Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach on it, was babysitting her grandson, hiding behind the parochas of Kodesh he made that had the Par Kohen Mashiach embroidered on it, which reminds us, Brisa asks why the term parochas of Kodesh, the holy parochas, is written regarding Par Kohen Mashiach, but not regarding Parlam Davar, where it merely says parochas. It answers that it's analogous to a human king whose country acted offensively against him. If only a minority of the country acted offensively, Pamal Yashol Miskayemis, his close counsel still stands. If a majority sins, then his counsel is disrupted because he partially removes himself from them. Similarly, when discussing a sin of a majority of the nation, the parochas is not considered as holy. So, Grandma Cohen sitting in a rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Siri Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach on it, was babysitting her grandson hiding behind the parochas HaKodesh she made that had the Par Kohen Mashiach embroidered on it, whose father was serving in the base of Migdash and was Mefaglo and Mincha when he burned the Kometz with Pigal intent, and then the Levona without specific intent, since Kola Osa al Das Rishonu Osa, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if one has Pigal intent while burning the Kometz of a Mincha, but not while burning its Levona, Reb Meir says the Mincha is full Pigal and obligates Kars, but the Chachamim say there is no Kars ad Shiyafago b'Kola Matir unless he has Pigal intent for the entire Matir. Rish Lakish explains that Reb Meir's reasoning is not because he holds mefagling b'chatzi matir. One can affect pigal even with intent during part of a matir. Rather, the cases where he placed the kometz on the mizbeach with pigal intent and then placed the levona silently without specific intent. Therefore, Reb Meir holds ko osa das rishon hu osa. Whoever does several acts does them all according to his first intent. Since his first act was done with pigal intent, the others are considered to be with pigal intent as well, unless he specifically intended otherwise. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simran Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazos of Yom Kippur Pigal and told him he can choose which ones to make Pigal because any will do the job. Which reminds us, a Brisa discusses Pigal of Chatos, whose blood is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, such as the 43 Matanos of the Yom Kippur Karbanos, or the 11 Matanos of the Par Kohen Mashiach, or Parlam Davar, all of which are Ma'akim. The Brisa states, Pigal ben Berishona ben Meshniya ben Meshlishis, whether one had Pigal intent for the first set of Matanos in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the second, towards the Parochas, or the third on the Mizbech HaBinimi, Reb Meir says it is Pigal, and the Chachamim say it is not Pigal, unless he has Pigal intent for the entire Matir. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Chazos in Yom Kippur Pigal and told him he can choose which ones to make Pigal because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just the Gazais of a Mincha outside the Mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer who told them there is no Misa, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer exempts one who offers the Gazais of a Mincha b'chutz. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazaz in Yom Kippur Pigal and told him he can choose which ones to make Pigal because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just a Gazais of a Mincha outside the Mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told him there is no Misa, and argued that even though the latter Hazaz were after Pigal and done without Machshava, they were also considered Zrika and not just a waste of time, which reminds us, we learn how can Matanas after Machsheves Pigal qualify for Karvo Komatira? Daf Mem Gimel, so the similar Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. At the newsstand where Pigal magazine, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. at the newsstand where Piegel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Piegel, since they are matir themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous sacrificial items which do not obligate Kohanim for eating them as Piegel, because they do not have something else which permits them to be eaten or burned, such as the komets of a mincha, katoris or lavona, or certain minchas which are completely burned, all of which are matir themselves. The same applies to blood, which is matir the rest of the carbon. So at the newsstand where Piegel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Piegel, since they are matir themselves, one Cohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the Piegel status of a kmitza can leave it if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Ula said, Kometz Piegel Shahal Al-Gabmi Mizbeach, if the Kometz of a Mincha that was Piegel was brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Pigula Mimenu, its Piegel status leaves it. So at the newsstand where Piegel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Piegel, since they are matir themselves, one Cohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the Piegel status of a kmitza can leave it if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, while another read an interview with a Cohen who was amazed to learn that when Piegel, Noser, and Tami were brought on the Mizbeach, their prohibition left them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Piegel v'Noser v'Tami, Shalom al-Gabmi Mizbeach, Piegel, Noser, and Tami, that were brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Isserman, the prohibition leaves them. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf during that smicha and shirayim are not ma'akev for chatas ha'pnimis? That's on daf. Lamatas. Good. Number 2. Which daf does a braisa state pigo ben berishonu ben mishniya ben mishlishis? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you have a third opinion about parim and israfim that there is pigo for davar anas b'chutz? That's on daf. Mem Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf you learn the source that Siri Avodah Zorah are Chatos Pnimios, but Siri Regalim and Siri Rosh Chodesh are not? That's on daf. Lamates. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn how the Parlam Davar can teach that the Oseres Ushte Klaios apply to Siri Avodah Kochavim? That's on daf. Mem Olav. Good. Number 6. Which daf to discuss sources for various offerings eaten by Kohanim, we learn, a kol minchasam comes to include the Kohanim eat the minchas of Omer and the minchas kanos of Asota. That's on daf. Mem Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the Rebbe Yezer exempts one who offers a kazayis of a mincha b'chutz? That's on daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss how we prove that the three matanas of achatas require kibus? That's on daf. Lamates. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have machokes about Piegel of Nesachim that come with the Zevach and the Nachkamina if they're brought that day or days later? That's on daf. Mem Dalet. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shmuel's Kal Vachomer equating the Avoda of the Par Yom Kippurim to another Par? That's on daf. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.